Hey guys, so I'm going to need some feedback to know if this is actually good sound recording or not. I've got my microphone set up on the dash. It is on a t-shirt, so if you can hear me when you guys sign in, let me know. So I haven't been doing too many Facebook Lives for a while. I've been having a bit of a break. Hey Joe, how you doing? Let me know if this sounds good or not. Get started. Okay, cool. So yeah, I've been off the internet for a while. I haven't been doing too many Facebook Lives, and I've been trying to work out what the best method is with the least amount of effort. And what I want to shine the torch on today is especially for the people out there who have an understanding of what's going on in the world. It's those people who are putting the message out there, and the truthers, and you know, people who are connected to spirit and things like that. And what I've realized is, for me especially, it's about merging those two worlds. It's about merging being connected to spirit, being connected to all things, and understanding this information of what's going on, but not letting it affect us on a physical level. And I can definitely speak out and say that I've been through some rough times when I've let the tragedy of what's happening here on Earth get to me. And I think it boils back to a simple knowing of, if this world's ending, well then we might as well end it in a place of love and a place of happiness. And if it's not, if this world is actually going to turn around, which it looks like it could well do, we want to do that in a place of happiness and a place of love as well, you know? So it's tough. What I realize, it is tough. And what you'll be noticing out in this world at the moment is there's a lot more people of mental instability. There's a lot more people going mad, a lot more relationship breakups and things like that, because there's so many pressures now. There's massive pressures on people, more than there ever has been before. I mean, we're talking about Wi-Fi and phone reception and bad food, propaganda in the news and media, geoengineering, all these things that are going on that, you know, our parents and our parents' parents didn't have to really deal with. The Federal Reserve Bank and that system, that slavery 9-to-5 system, it's so tight now, it's so tightly woven that it's very hard for people to keep their head above water. And I'm a person, what I do is I go out and I talk to a lot of people, I connect with people from all different cultures, religions and countries, and I go, what's going on? Tell me what's happening in your world. And I train at fitness first quite often, as you can tell. I just started training again recently. And I talk to a lot of people in the steam room, and it's funny. A steam room seems to be like, it has this traditional feel about it's a place where you talk and you connect, you know? You're sitting around like hot rocks, you're not sitting around a fire, but it's kind of the closest thing that we have at the moment to replicate sitting around the fire, which is what we used to all do in past lives, in our ancestors and things. They used to sit around the fire and they'll talk truth, and they'll pass on knowledge and information to the kids. And that was unadulterated knowledge. That was truth from the family members. There was no need to push an agenda or anything like that. It was just utmost truth. So now we have the propaganda media, the mainstream media, or as I like to call it, the sewage stream media, because that's what it is. And I mean, most people are aware of that now, that there's nothing but lies and disinformation on there and an agenda, you know? So the information and the way it's been brought to us now is, it's at a point where even in the truth community, even in alternate media, we're getting to the point where it's like, what the fuck do we believe? You know, what do we actually believe? Hey Amber, how you doing? Because all of our sources of information are disinformation from the mainstream. And now there's a massive thing, and it's a psyops, and what it is, it's about putting so much disinformation into the truth media that people are actually unsure what truth is anymore. So what I'm basically getting at is that we're never going to put the pieces of the puzzle together if we're unhealthy, physically, spiritually, and mentally. And it's an echo chamber, you're right, exactly what El High Priest said the other day. We're all talking to ourselves on this Facebook platform, and I've been saying this for a long time, that I mean, just through censorship. I've had heavy censorship on my account. for years. I did a post about it 4 years ago, and people are like, come on, Nate, you're not being censored. I'm like, I fucking am, because I'm putting the proper truth out there. I'm not adulterating any of it. I'm not toning it down for anyone. I'm not trying to make friends. I'm not trying to grow a following. I just want this world to be different to what it is today. So this mental, physical, and spiritual health is the reason why people aren't putting the pieces of the puzzle together. They're unable to put the pieces of the puzzle together because they're full of heavy metals, they're full of toxins, they're eating terrible food, they have no connection to spirit or to source. Sorry, I'm just trying to stop this microphone from bumping. If the bumping gets too loud, let me know. And that's why I have people commenting on some of my posts and they're like, oh, is that person you interviewed a doctor? And it's like, fuck man, if that's all you're looking through, that window of perception, you're never going to put the pieces of the puzzle together. It's like there'll be a 3 hour long interview with all this powerful information, and any human being, we're all connected to the creator, to source energy. We're all connected to that flow, right? So any human being can watch a video and they can know for sure straight away, is that true or not? You don't have to ask anyone else, you already know. And if you don't know, you need to get connected to your higher self. You need to get connected to love, to your spirit. You need to detox your body. So you don't have to ask people. It's clear as day. It's 2019. You have a mobile phone in your hand which is connected to the internet. And we're all connected to each other, exactly. Cam, we are connected to each other. So people need to wrap their head around the fact that doctors aren't here to look after us, okay? Your local doctor up the road knows nothing about health. He doesn't know anything about nutrition most of the time. They don't know anything about curing cancer, rebalancing the body, detoxing. They don't know about any of these things. So people go to me, oh, Nate, you're not a doctor. It's like, well, how come I cure so many people of diseases if I'm not a doctor? Yes, cure, that word you can't use. You can't cure anyone to get thrown in prison. How come my products, modalities, and people around me who are all curing cancer, who are bringing children back from the brink with autism, why are we doing it? And I'm not a so-called doctor, I'm a YouTube doctor. Yeah, that's what you can call me. A person who's done a lot of research, and I understand the human body, I understand what works. And the issue is mental information will only get you so far. The Western medical system doesn't take into account trauma, things that happen in the womb, during birth, things that happen when we're growing up. These things stick in our bodies and they become emotional attachments. And you can't talk to a doctor about that and go, look, this happened to me before, now it's created a pain in my etherical body, because they're not even there. They're not aware of the other realm. So how can we possibly go into quantum healing, spontaneous healing and things like that when our people who are supposed to look after our health actually have no clue, they have no connection. They're funded and paid for by the Rockefeller Foundation. The American Medical Association is run and controlled by the Rockefeller Association, and they own a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. Like, it's not fucking rocket science, you know? When someone says, oh, look at this study, don't even fucking worry about the study. Don't worry about who did the study. Just first find out who funded the study. Find that out first. That's the easiest thing you can do. Find out who funded the study. And that's right, Rachel. People can heal themselves. We all have the ability to heal ourselves. Now, if you're not aware of a person called Joe Dispenza, he's a really good guy that you can send to people and you can watch his information, because he's scientifically shown that you can heal your body with your mind. Joe Dispenza, Wim Hof, they're people who are breaking the mold for what's perceived as being normal. You know what I mean? People hear about yogis in India and places like that, and you know, all these people who can do these amazing things. They can raise their frequency to the frequency of fire. They can levitate off the ground. They can bio-locate. This is all stuff that's been stipulated and is in CIA documents. You can look it up. In CIA documents, it's called the Freedom of Information Act. Stuff gets released every 15 years and they let it out. This is all proven now. The issue is the mainstream people aren't getting into this information. They're listening to doctors, they're listening to teachers, they're listening to the old paradigm system, which is actually falling apart. And it is falling apart. zeolite for detox, right? It's got to be nano zeolites, and you shouldn't be detoxing unless your body is going to the toilet three times a day and you're shitting green. Hey, Naomi, there's a lot of things that we need to get onto, but number one's health. If we don't have a health, we don't have anything. If we don't have our physical health, we won't have our mental health, because the gut is connected, as we know now, it's been proven, to the brain. People say to me, go, Nate, I've got depression, what can I do? And the first thing I do is I say, what are you eating? What's your diet like? You know, are you going to the toilet three times a day? And the answer to that is no, they're not. They're eating shit food, they're smoking cigarettes, they're drinking alcohol, eating Maccas. Fuck, really? Eating Maccas in 2019? Like, come on guys, we have to do better than that. We have to do better. And what happens is, people think they have depression, but actually the gut buddies are out of whack. So what happens in the body is most of the feel-good hormones are actually created in the stomach. The stomach creates those hormones and then they're transported to the brain. So if your gut is out of whack, your mind is out of whack. That's a fact. That's how it works. Hey, Sahedra, how you doing? So simple things, you know, simple things. And the most important thing we can do for our own health and for our friends and family around us is understand what health is. What is sovereign health? What is natural health? Start looking into herbalism. Start looking into Chinese herbal medicine, iridology, naturopathy, kinesiology. You know, get into the meditation. These are all the things that were around and have been around for a long, long time and used to heal people before the American Medical Association came in and created a war on natural therapies. The Gerson therapy. You know, there's all these therapies that were out there which were curing cancer back in the 1900s. And one by one, they got destroyed by the powers that be with their money and their finance. So it's not a conspiracy. It's just what happened. I have a naturopath who's been curing cancer for 40, 50 years. She's cured every single disease known to man that apparently can't be cured. Lyme's disease, cancer, diabetes, all these things. You know, we're running for cancer. We have all these stupid charities. Oh, in the fight for cancer. It's like, what do you mean? What fight for cancer? We know how to cure cancer. People are curing cancer all around the world, naturally, through herbs, through diet, through detoxing, through giving the body what it wants and taking out of the body what it doesn't need, draining the lymphatic system. Dr. Robert Morse. If you're new to this Facebook Live, check out a guy called Dr. Robert Morse. If someone wants to write that in the comments, that'd be great. You know, check out these guys. Dr. Robert Morse has treated over 240,000 people in his 9 clinics in America over the last 40 years. He's cured everything known to man. That's a dude who has testimonials. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of testimonials of people draining the lymphatic system, getting the lymph nodes working, bringing the adrenal glands back online. You know, looking after yourself, being loving to yourself. And a lot of people don't know what self-love looks like. And I mean, to be honest, I don't really know what it looks like either. All I know is you just try and do the best you can for yourself. And when there's time to do a massage and do some good things and some singing and dancing and playing, that's what we have to do. And focus in on what does your heart say? What does your soul say? When you eat the food, half an hour, 40 minutes later, how do you feel? Do you have mucus in your nose? Are you coughing? Are you going after the food? Is it mucus-forming food? Do you feel tired? Do you eat a big meal and you're wiped out? Simple things. That's your body giving you biofeedback saying, whatever the fuck you ate, that was shit. That sucks and I feel like crap and now I'm tired. Okay? Simple things. Massive amounts of dairy, huge amounts of meat. Eating foods covered in pesticides. It's going to make you feel crap. It's going to make you feel tired. And that's why I did a Facebook Live yesterday with Tommy in the cryo chamber at La Cure, you know, just trying to promote people who've got businesses which are helping people to think outside the norm. You know, people get sick and they straight away go to the doctor. It's like, what are you going there for? Did you know that chemotherapy, this is a fact, chemotherapy cures less than 2%, okay, of people who use it within 3 years. So basically, only 2% of people have a survival rate after 3 years, which is less than me giving you a sugar pill and saying to you, hey, this is going to cure you of cancer. That's the same results. And yet someone like Joe Dispenza, okay, a guy who healed his whole entire back with his mind through meditation, he's getting like a 50% to 70% success rate of people he's treating and working with who are healing themselves with their mind. And that's pretty incredible. So that's showing that placebo or intent is actually more powerful than pharmaceutical drugs. And it also shows that chemotherapy is doing nothing but killing people, okay? And most people are pretty aware of that. That chemotherapy doesn't do anything. It just kills everything in your body. It's radiation, okay? There's no place for radiation in the human body. That goes the same as mobile phone towers, with EMF, with Wi-Fi, with routers, with 5G, all that shit. It's all rubbish. Eating vegetables, bicarbonate soda, water, so many things. Like, guys, chuck on this feed any health hacks you have. MMS, you know, colloidal silver, carbon 60 purple, they all work. They all cure the body. They all treat and heal the body. But what it's about and what I've learned is through my mentor, Brian Schaefer, it's always about the dominant force. So you might have these five or six things that you're doing good, but you're doing three or four bad things which are negating those things. So it's about going through your life simply waking up in the morning, looking at your toothpaste, going, all right, that's Colgate, chuck that in the bin. Don't wait to the end of the packet, just chuck it out, buy some new toothpaste. All right, I'm drinking tap water when I get up. Filter your water at minimum, at bare minimum, filter your water, and then start taking it to the next level. Get into structuring your water, you know, get into putting minerals in your water, doing things like that. Take it to the next phase, you know. We really need to take health to the next phase, because our medical system is not going to do it for us. It's up to us, it's up to you guys, it's up to everyone to spread the word. It's up to us to talk about what's happening with these children with vaccines and things like that. All right, so if you've had your shower, you've had your hot shower in the morning with, you know, toxins and fluoride and chlorine absorbing into your skin, now don't forget that your skin is actually your body's biggest organ. And a lot of people call the skin the third kidney. So anything that you wouldn't put, I shouldn't be showing my tattoo, but anything you wouldn't put in your mouth, you should never put on your skin. And tattoos are toxic, they're not good for you. And actually I found out information just today that apparently 5G is radioactive with toxic, with tattoos. So people who have got tattoos, 5G is going to make the tattoo radioactive. So that's a fucking real worry, because half of Australia has got tattoos, and a lot of people around the world. So it's like, do we remove our tattoos, or do we stop putting 5G out there? Because 5G may be the catalyst for everyone to wake up, because people are going to get so sick so quickly that it's going to be so obvious. People are going to live near these towers and they're going to get sick. They're not going to sleep. They're going to have problems. They're going to have birth defects. They're going to have miscarriages. They're going to have stress and emotional problems. They're going to be struggling just to do the normal things. So, and we've just gotten to waking up in the morning, getting up and having water, toothpaste. Okay, people have a hot shower. You should be having a cold shower. It's good to have a cold shower. Get into your body. Then they're putting shampoo in their hair. Look at the back of the shampoo packet. If there's 50 ingredients that sound like they're all from the petrochemical industry, don't put it on your fucking head, guys. It's that simple. It's just common sense shit. Don't put poisons into your head. Your head's already hot. The pores are open because you're having a hot shower full of fluoride anyway. Okay, and then you're pouring toxins and rubbing them into your head where your brain resides, straight in, you know, straight into the skin. Every day, shampoo, every day. Don't worry, it's not going to kill you when you first have it, but over 3 years, over 5 years, you're going to have neurological problems. You're going to have toxins and heavy metals in your body. You're going to start seeing a degeneration of your hormones, your mental happiness, your sex drive. You're going to start feeling sick, you're going to get run down, have the flu every year. Which, by the way, the flu is your body's natural response to toxins in your body. So every year when you haven't been detoxing, you go through summer, you're partying, you're eating, you're doing all this stuff. Come around winter, if you haven't detoxed your body and you're still eating grains and bread and dairy and all this shit, what your body does, it goes, well, that didn't work, so what I'm going to do is now I'm going to actually detox the body for this person, because they're not capable of detoxing it themselves. So you have the runny nose, you have the diarrhea, you have the cough, you have the phlegm. What is phlegm? What is mucus? It's obstruction. Thank you, Naomi. The mucus, basically what it is there for is to prevent the toxins from going into the stomach lining or from going into the cell wall. So your body produces mucus to catch the toxins, and then you cough it out, you shit it out, it comes out of your nose, it comes out of every orifice. That's what the flu is. It's not the flu. It's your body naturally detoxing itself around the winter time every year, because you haven't done any detoxing yourself. You have to detox once every quarter. I haven't been sick in 13 years. okay, 13 years I've not had a sniffle, a cold, a sickness ever. And maybe that's tied to me taking Chinese herbs, drinking Chinese teas. But I detox every year. My parents get sick, people in my family get sick every year, you know? And it's like, why are you getting sick every year for? It's because you're not doing the simple things to look after your body. You gotta do the mindfulness. You know, so many people are sick in Sydney at the moment, and we've got the highest amount of vaccinations ever in Australia, and yet we're getting more and more cases of all these diseases every year. It's not rocket science, it's not a conspiracy. When you inject people with live viruses, the people who have a lowered immune system, they get sick. That's all there is to it. The only reason these diseases are coming around every year is we keep bringing them around every year by injecting people with the live viruses and a whole bunch of other stuff, which I'm not going to talk about today because people are going to get really triggered as fuck when they actually find out what's inside those vaccines. So, very simple. Shampoo, toothpaste, water, things you use every day. Stop putting aftershave on your lymph nodes. This right here is your lymph nodes. These are like the garbage bins, okay? It's like a composting bin. So what happens is your lymphatic fluid, when it drains and it goes and it's moving through your body, okay, it goes into lymph nodes which are over the body. And it's like a composting bin. It breaks down all the toxins. And the interstitial fluid which flows around the cells in your body, which is a lymphatic fluid, which is twice the size of the blood in your body. So doctors are always like, let's do your blood, let's do your blood. Why not? Let's look at the garbage bin, which is a lymph. Let's look at the garbage bin, which is actually the thing designed to get the toxins out of the body. And if that's not flowing, what's going to happen? It's going to go into other parts of your body. You're going to have tumors, you're going to have lumps and bumps, you're going to have colds, you're going to have cancer. Because what the body's doing, it's pushing this lymphatic fluid into something so it can house it until you can detox it from the body. So a tumor, in essence, is your body's natural defense from toxins. So your body creates a tumor to hold the toxins. And then when you detox these toxins, they disappear because the tumor's attached to a little cord, and all the toxins will come out and your body will naturally excrete them through going to the toilet, through your skin, through your organs, through your underarms, coughing, spewing, shitting, whatever it is. That's what happens. That's what a tumor is. That's what cancer is. It's just a buildup of toxins in the body. It's a mineral deficiency and it's a buildup of toxins. And trust me, there is a fruit, there is a vegetable, there is a plant, there is a herb. For every single ailment you have on this planet, nature has the answers. And it's been given to us specifically to... Sorry, I'm just speeding and there's police officers. Did he see me? No, cool. Doing 130 then. So there is a plant, a herb, and there is something out there for every single thing to heal and cure every part of your body. And that's a fact. And everything that's in the pharmaceutical industry came from nature anyway, and then they synthesized it and created their own version because you can't patent nature. That's the big kind of situation. You can't actually patent nature. So it's illegal to patent nature. So they create it, they synthesize it, they change it, and then they sell it to you for 10 times the price that you would have picked it out of your garden in the first place. So right, what have I said? Shampoo, water, okay, mindfulness, getting up. Aftershave, putting aftershave, which has got hundreds and hundreds of chemicals and contaminants straight into lymph nodes, that's death. That's destruction for your body. You may actually be wiped out all day just because of that aftershave. That might be the one thing that's been the dominant force that's stopping you from getting well. So get rid of the aftershave. You use essential oils, you know. When you eat really clean, you actually don't need deodorant. I don't wear deodorant, you know. I don't smell because I eat a generally plant-based diet. You know, sometimes I'll eat meat. If someone makes me food, I'll eat it. It's fine. Unless I put my hands on it, I eat it. But I'm generally 98% plant-based, and I don't smell. I don't wear aftershave. I don't wear deodorant. You don't need to. I actually feel sick when I'm in a lift or I'm walking behind someone and that toxic plume of smell is going all over me. It actually makes me feel off, and I feel like I need to sit down and relax a bit after because I'm sensitive. When you get into your body, when you become connected with who you are and your being, these artificial smells and stuff, they just stink. It's like when you drive past KFC or McDonald's, you smell it. When you eat good food, you're like, fuck, what is that? That's toxic, you know? Very simple things, going back to nature, going back to what works. Taking products and taking things that are beneficial for us that your body says yes to. Eat a whole bunch of oranges. If you feel good after it, you know you can eat oranges. go and eat a whole bunch of cheese. See how you feel after you eat that cheese. If you have mucus forming in your nose, if you're tired, if you're coughing, if you have phlegm, stop eating it. Mucus causes acidification. Acidification causes inflammation. Inflammation causes mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiency causes toxicity. Toxicity causes disease. Dis-ease, discomfort, okay? Throughout the whole body. It's a simple process. Give the body what it needs. Take away the things it doesn't need. Get in tune with yourself. Get in tune with the seasons. You should be eating certain things for certain seasons. You should be detoxing certain organs different parts of the year. And all the information's out there now. It's 2019. We have a very good health protocol these days. There's a lot of people who are taking health to the cutting edge. They're treating and they're curing people. And Rachel's just said she uses a crystal deodorant stick. There you go. There's natural deodorant sticks that you can use for the time being. And these Lynx deodorants and all these ones they sell in the shops, you're spraying high levels of aluminium and toxins, once again, under your armpits. Oh, a bit sweaty. Under your armpits, straight into lymph nodes, once again. And guess what? Deodorant causes breast cancer. All the people who use these aluminium-laden deodorants, it causes breast cancer. It's fucking simple, okay? Then people are going out in the sun, they're putting suntan lotion on. And the suntan lotion has like 50 chemicals in it. So you're basically putting oil, car oil, you know, no different to that, on your arms, you're rubbing it in, then you're going out and frying yourself in the sun all day long, and you wonder why you get skin cancer. It says on the Cancer Council's website, the number one cause of skin cancer after the sun, even though it's not the sun, it's inner health, okay, is suntan lotion. It even says it there. It says it on the website. Same with the vaccines. It says may cause autism on the vaccine, will cause brain damage, will cause seizures. It says it on there. Like, how clear does it have to fucking be? Seriously, it fucking says it on the insert, but no one even reads it. I have a friend called Julie, and I'm going to be over actually at the New Earth Festival in Bali in the next 2 days with Sasha Stone and all those people. And I've got a friend over there called Julie, and she's created the first SPF 65 sunscreen, and it's Great Barrier Reef friendly. So what's happening is people are putting sunscreen on in, say, the hinterlands of northern New South Wales. They're jumping into all these pristine creeks and streams and rivers, and the suntan lotion, which is toxic, it's like pouring oil into the river, is going into the river and it's killing off the microbes, it's killing off the fish, it's killing off all the natural plant life, and it's destroying it. So she's actually brought this sunscreen out, which is now the New Zealand government is backing it. And what's happening is, if you fly to New Zealand with any other sunscreen, they'll tell you to put it in the bin, or you'll get fined for using toxic sunscreen. So pretty incredible, and I have like high reverence for people like that who are making changes. Because if you're gonna wear sunscreen, at least wear stuff that's natural and it's not gonna give you sun cancer, okay? There's many, many oils you can use. And sun is so important. We do not get enough sun these days. The reason they're doing the geoengineering, part of the 10-step process which is going on, is because you block humans off from the sun, you block them off from consciousness. People aren't getting enough vitamin D anymore. Okay, we're not getting enough. We need to be getting that morning sun. We need the afternoon sun. But you get up and there's spraying going on. I could probably show you right now. This, look at the sky right now. Is it gonna work? Look at that sky. Geoengineering, you know? I'm not even gonna fucking talk about it, because if you can't put the pieces of the puzzle together about that one and look up, you're never gonna, so forget it. So we're not getting enough sun. The plants aren't getting enough sun. There's all mold which is growing now in nature. We're getting lots of mold everywhere because of what's going on with this spraying. So we need to be getting out. Put some coconut oil on. There's grapeseed oil. There's all types of different oils which come from nature which you can use for sun protection, but they also help you get brown. It's very good to have melatonin in the skin. Getting brown, if you can, with a bit of oil and not getting burnt, is very good for your health. Why do you think you feel so good in summer? Why do you think there's such high suicide and depression rates in countries like Ireland and Scotland and these cold countries? It's because it's giving you life. It's activating your DNA. That sun gaze in the afternoon, looking in the sun, that is activating the piezoelectric nanocrystals which are in your pineal and your eyes, and you're actually awakening just from the sun. That's why people feel good when they sit in front of the ocean. That's why people feel good when they sit in front of the fire. There's a natural healing properties, and we're disconnecting ourselves from these natural healing properties, and we're sitting in front of these computer screens like right now I'm being blasted by my phone and Wi-Fi and all that, you know, I'm doing everything I can to negate that with certain technologies, which I'll do a Facebook Live about it in Bali. But we need to reduce the things that don't work for us, and we need to add in as much as we can of nature, of sunshine, of exercise, of meditation, of stretching, staying away from toxic ass people. Block them and delete them. It's 2019. If you have people that are attacking you on your profile because you're putting truth out there, just fucking block them and delete them. Don't even waste your time. They will catch up and they can learn off someone else. They're not ready for the information, so just forget it. You know, very, very simple. Very, very simple thing. So we've gone through half of the day, and how many things have I stated? Like 5, 6, 7 things we shouldn't be using in our body. Then we have to get into the food, understanding food. Anything that we're eating shouldn't be coming from a packet in most cases, like you have nuts and things like that or whatever. But we need to be getting fresh foods. We need to be supporting organic farmers, okay? We need to be educating some farmers about things like pesticides, glyphosate, you know, and teaching them about practices like no-till farming, syntropic farming, biodynamic farming. These are processes where we can actually regenerate our land. People need to be pushing along the lines of sustainability. We need to be using industrial hemp. You know, we're sleeping in a house which has got lead paint on the walls, asbestos in the roof, highly toxic carpet with all these different chemicals in it. You know, all the sprays and the curtains and everything that we're actually wrapping ourselves in when we're supposed to be nurturing ourselves are toxic and synthetic. And even the clothes. The clothes we're wearing, there's thousands of chemicals in these colours. So we should be looking towards hemp clothing, uncoloured, unbleached hemp clothing. You know, this is all really, really simple stuff. Now, the one thing that I think has kept me really healthy is I've always been a sun baby. I've always been out there like 5 hours a day, as much sun as I can possibly get. I don't look old. I don't look wrinkled. You know, I haven't got skin cancer. I'm actually really fucking healthy. So my advice, a takeaway, is start getting into the sun. Get some coconut oil. Make sure it's organic coconut oil. You know, don't be putting brands who have got other stuff in it. Just look on the packets, guys. Keep it simple. Keep it really, really fucking simple. Now, if you can chuck some health hacks on here, I'll talk about them. Any things that you guys use, I'll talk about it and we can put it out there. Yeah, tensor coils, whatever methods and things you've been using, let us know. And hemp, you're right, Amber. Hemp's definitely... Sorry, guys. Traffic light. Shit. So yeah, I'm just trying to break it down for you a little bit. You know what I mean? I haven't ranted for ages, but I'm just seeing so much stupidity and it's frustrating. You know what I mean? Stupid comments, people going and getting chemotherapy and then wanting cannabis oil. It's like, why are you getting chemotherapy for? If you want cannabis oil, use cannabis oil. Like, why are you killing yourself first? It's like, the awareness is there, but people are like scared. They're still scared to take that step of faith outside the system because it's all they know. It's all they've known. It's what our parents have grown up with. So, but we are seeing like a big shift in the older generation. I'm seeing a shift in my parents, my friends' families and things like that. So for me, the most important thing we can do is look after our own health, our spiritual health and our physical health, because you need to put your gas mask on first. You can't be helping people and doing worldly projects or even just being the best version of yourself when you're feeling tired when you wake up in the morning, when you're eating bad food, you know, and that bad food's creating an unbalanced stomach biome and the hormones aren't being transported to the brain and the feel-good hormones, you know. So that's the simplest thing to do. Get back into those practices. Get back into nature. Remember all the things you used to do when you were a kid which made you feel good. You know, how come people don't ride push bikes anymore? People aren't swimming and going out and playing sport. They're just on social media. You know, you go to a party and there's 12 people sitting there with their phones to their faces. Like, this is not good. This really isn't good. And I can definitely give an example of when I went out to Opera Bar, which is in Darling Harbour in Sydney, Australia. Went to a party a few years ago, probably last year sometime. And I haven't been out to a club or that type of scenario for a long time. And I took my water with me and I had a kombucha or whatever, and I was watching all these people hovering around and no one's really communicating. There's a bunch of people on their phones, lots of tables of single girls everywhere, you know? Bunch of guys hovering around the outside. And I actually ended up popping into this table and I swooped in and I said, "Hey, what's going on, girls? Like, where's all the men?" And first they looked at me like, "Who who are you to like come into this table and say that? I said, nah, seriously, like there's a bunch of beautiful single girls sitting here and where are all the guys? What's the go? And she said, she goes, oh, that's how it is now. They just hover around at the outside and wait till they're really drunk. And then they'll try and find you on, like, I think it's called Tinder. It's like an app where, pretty sure it's an app where there's like a GPS location on there. So rather than going up and physically talking to a girl, going, hey, my name's Nate, yeah, how's your night? Like, they're obviously out in the club. They're dressed up and they're out because they want to meet a guy. So why can't you go up and talk to them? So the disconnect, the communication disconnect is getting so big because of the social media that what they do is they wait till they're blind drunk, then they'll find them on Tinder later, send them a message, and then try and hook up with them or whatever later. And I was just like, what the fuck? Is that really what's going on, you know? And, yeah, it's like Amber, exactly. It's like breaking through that comfort zone. So we're actually going backwards. Social media is actually unsocial media. This is what I'm getting at. We're actually becoming less social, less connected, less loving. We don't know how to talk to people, okay? We don't know how to communicate, and people are on their phones. I've been in Bali a couple times recently, you know, and they're just starting to get phone towers everywhere around there. There's phone towers going up, and they're getting 3G, I think 4G too. And I'm driving past these little villages with little huts and things that I just go cruising on my scooter all the time. I just take off and disappear. I love it. And I'll drive past a little hut, like a little shack, a little hut where you'd imagine people just working and hanging out and playing. And they're all just there on their phones. There are all these little Balinese people just on their phones. I'm like, no, come on. Like, you guys have got that culture, that village vibe. Hold on to that. Don't turn into the Western world. We're trying to fix what we're doing now. We want to go back. And a lot of people are trying to go back, but it's difficult, you know, because these smartphones, these technologies, they're all around us. Like, you buy a house and they put up a phone tower next to you, and you're like, I don't want that phone tower. But then you have 10 other morons going, oh, I want really good phone reception, because they're not aware of it. So this is all about awareness. You know, this is all about us spreading the information. And that's right, Rachel. It's about disconnection from the government. And that's exactly what they want, you know. We can go down the route of divide and conquer, divide and rule as much as you want. And that's ultimately what it is. That's why we have religion. It's a control structure. You know, before there was religion, there was a pagan civilization which was all across the earth, where people were connected to the sun, the seasons, the elements, each other, people, and they worshipped nature, and they worshipped the whole entire story. Now we have religion, which has divided us all up. Everyone thinks they have the truth. My God's the real God. Your God's not the right God. We have better DNA than you, so that makes us better. We're gonna populate and have heaps of kids and take over, and our shitty religion will take over. And it's like, guys, come on. Like, can you not see that there is a plan rolling out? Can you not see the agenda here, which is divide up humans? You know, it's very, very simple. Very fucking simple. And the more disconnected we become, the more terrible food we become, the more we buy into psyopses and programs like religion and fear and watch the mainstream news, we're not going to be able to put those pieces of the puzzle together. And that's what I'm seeing. And that's what actually inspired me just to get talking today, is because I'm just watching the level of comments on my videos and my posts getting stupider and stupider. And there's an army of shills attacking me at the moment. Anytime I do a post on natural therapies, I have an army of shills attacking. You know, people claiming to be doctors when they're not. People going, oh, I'm a nurse. That's not true. Blah, blah, blah. Then I hammer them with information and they don't reply. But it seems like there's an uprising of these shrill farms. You might have seen them. It's like a person sitting in a room with about 50 mobile phones around them. And they're in Israel and they're in India and different countries. And they basically type on all these phones and send all these comments to people's profiles. So you feel like there's 50 people attacking you. But really, it's one person with 50 phones around them. If you haven't actually looked it up, it's called a troll farm or a shill farm. You can look it up and have a look. So pretty crazy. And yes, the reason why we have anxiety is because we're full of heavy metals, because of this. This is the reason why we're becoming full of heavy metals, because of geoengineering. So the whole east coast of Australia is covered in coal ash, and pollution too. It comes down from Indonesia and all these other countries up there, and it flies down the east coast of Australia. We're getting bombarded daily by the geoengineering, which is barium, strontium, aluminium, which is what we know for a fact for sure. It's been proven now. Mainstream science is even saying, yeah, we're going to do it, but they're not going to do it. It's been happening for a long time. They've really ramped it up in the last 5 years. So the most important thing health-wise we can do is get the stomach biome supported. Probiotics, prebiotics, okay, fermented foods, good water, okay, not eating rubbish. And then once the body is going to the toilet three times a day and you're shitting green, that means you're ready to detox. Don't do it in the middle of summer when it's too hot. Don't do it in the middle of winter when it's too cold. Be gentle on yourself. This is a 9 month to a year process. Getting these metals out slow, and it's tough, and it's hard. I've been doing the metal detox for a while now, and I've grinded my teeth. I've actually started grinding my teeth so much that a few of my teeth now are actually grinded down. I've never grinded my teeth before. But what happens is when the metals start moving, they actually can get lodged in the brain. Free radicals can get trapped in the brain, and then the level of metals actually goes up before it goes down. So when you do start doing a metal detox, you will feel worse for quite a while, and you'll have shitty dreams, and you'll feel tired, and you'll be like wanting to eat crap food, and you'll be doing everything you can to not detox, but that's part of the process. My little co-host is up. Have a good sleep. So understand it's not an easy process. Now, Stephen, docs prescribe me anti-anxiety medication. Yes, so anti-anxiety medication is terrible for you. It's designed to keep you on the medication, and then eventually you'll be on 10 more different types of medication. So if you do have anxiety, understand that heavy metal is directly connected to anxiety. Heavy metals are trapped in the gut, they're being transported to the brain. Every person I speak to who has depression, who has anxiety, there's a machine, and there's a guy who's on my Facebook, look him up. His name's Scott Collins, okay? Look him up. Scott Collins is in my friends list. Someone could probably put his name in here. He has a machine. You can put the machine on your hand, and we've done an interview on my YouTube, Nate Max TV, on heavy metal detoxification, so you can look up the video and watch it. But you can test people, okay? And it'll give you a full spectrum readout on minerals versus metals. And people who have high metals, they have low minerals. And all the metals that they're high in, if you read what those metals do to your neurology and do to your physicality, it says anxiety, depression, mood swings, unable to sleep, fidgety. So all these kids who think they have ADD, generally they've just been vaccinated and they have such high amounts of aluminium and mercury in their bodies that they're not autistic, but they're slightly on the spectrum, but they're called ADD, and that's just from heavy metal toxicity. So once again, boils back to the stuff we're putting in our bodies. I wouldn't be vaccinating anyone, ever. Simple things. Check out Scott H. Collins. He's on our team. He's an ally. He's working for us. He'll help you guys out. Get yourself tested, and then you'll see where you're at with heavy metals. And then he's also a medical medium. So he's also a really good medical medium, and can kind of help you out with other aspects as well. So simple things. That's right, Amber. Accumulated heavy metal toxicity. And it does. It bioaccumulates in the body. And this is why eating meat is so dangerous, because it's called bioaccumulation. Now, I did an interview also on my YouTube channel with a guy called Cullen Smith. I highly suggest you look him up. And Jason Christoph, two health professionals, incredible guys. Look them up, man. Follow their work. They're awesome dudes. There's not many people left on the internet now because of the censorship, so we really have to support the guys who are doing the right stuff. Now, Cullen said, these studies show that of all the toxins in your body and all the heavy metals in your body, 96% of them come from meat and dairy, because of the bioaccumulation. So everything that's going on, from pollution to geoengineering to chemtrails to vaccines to everything, all of that only amounts to 4-6% of your toxins in your body. The other 96% is because of the bioaccumulation of meat and dairy. Because what happens is you have a cow who's eating grass, tons and tons of grass over its life. Imagine how many heavy metals, how much food, how much GMO feed, how much it's eating. The metals are accumulating in that cow's bones, in the meat. And then what happens is you eat it. So the uptake, the bioaccumulation of the cows and that meat is so massive that actually every single thing combined doesn't even compare to just taking that one thing out of your diet, getting off the meat, getting off the dairy. And yes, you're definitely better off eating huge amounts of pesticide sprayed food than you are eating meat and dairy. Definitely, because it's water soluble and you can get it out, where the metals is not. The metals are getting trapped into our bodies and our bodies can't get them out because our bodies were never designed to be detoxing huge amounts of heavy metals. So that's right, Lisa, selenium does work. Scott H. Collins actually got a really good selenium product, a high potency liquid. You drip it in your mouth, it tastes pretty horrible. So we can use the cilantro, the corella, the spirulinas, these dark leafy greens. They're really good for helping the body naturally pull toxins out. We can use the zeolites. If I had my packet here, I'd show you the one you should get, which is from Australia. It's nano size, so it pulls out nanotech and also the nano metal. And it's also bonded with like magnesium and calcium and a few other things. So when it's pulling the metals out, it's not stripping your body of the minerals which you need. A lot of people, they detox and it actually pulls a lot of the metals out, but it pulls out a lot of the nutrients and they become very mineral deficient later, which means you can become very heavy metal toxified later very easily because you have no minerals to remove things. So yeah, anyway, I'm not going to go on for much longer. I just want to touch base with you guys, have a bit of a chat. I wanted to talk about the censorship, but I haven't even really spoken about that yet. But so quickly, Alex Jones off the internet. I don't want to hear about your opinion on him. What I'm interested in is the information that's being put out there and the censorship. The fact that one of the biggest truthers on this planet that's probably woken up more people than anyone has actually been kicked off the internet. And now Mike Adams from Natural News, his platform has been removed from the internet also. So two people doing massive things. I'm not interested in people saying they're shrills. What I'm interested in is the information. I'm going to listen to Alex Jones after this because I'm going to find out what's going on in the world. Because his information is powerful. It's critical. It's beautiful. And take the good parts out and leave what you don't want. Now, Mike Adams, he said that the algorithms are specifically targeting natural health now. Because if they can confuse us what we should and shouldn't be putting in our bodies, that's how they're going to get us. And that's the only reason they're poisoning us off. That's the only reason that the world is the way it is today, is because we're being complacent about our food. We're being complacent about researching things like vaccines and fluoride. We've just assumed that the government's looking after us. And look, in most cases, it's not the actual government. The people who are in the government are just humans like you or me. They're just uneducated humans in most cases. Although there is some very, very corrupt Zionist pigs who are in the high places in parliament. So really important to reach out to people who are in the police, reach out to parking rangers, reach out to doctors, reach out to all the people who are in places of power and inform them of this information. Because the information's out there and people are waking up, and we're going to see an awakening regardless. It just depends when. Is it going to be 5 years' time when half the population is dead from the 5G? Is it going to be 7 years' time when we have a 1 in 2 autism rate because of all the vaccinations? Like, how long is it going to take before we get it? And then we're going to have to find new technologies and processes and ways to bring things back, to return the clock. So we're kind of like, we've got three people rowing forward and there's one person rowing back. And rather than turning that person around and get everyone rowing forward, we're adding people in the other direction and we're fighting it. We're fighting the system. We're fighting our own energy. So really important that you go to people's websites like InfoWars, Alex Jones, go to Mike Adams, Natural News. Check them out. There's heaps of good information there. Like I said once before, I don't care about your opinion. I've been following this guy for 8 years and his information is more powerful than anyone else on the internet. If you watch one podcast on InfoWars.com, I guarantee you, you'll learn more in that 1 2-hour podcast than you will from doing one whole week of research. So the work's been done for you. You just listen, buy into what's good and take out what you don't like, which is honestly nothing. People always say to me, oh, the guy's a shrill. I'm like, all right, well, show me what information he said exactly when to support that claim. They can't. They can't show me one interview with anything he said. You know, and I understand people don't talk about certain things because it's a good way to get kicked off the internet, you know, talking about certain situations. So anyway, I'm going to be doing a bunch of Facebook Lives in the next week because I'm going to be at the New Earth Festival, which is in Bali. If you've got time or you're in Bali or you want to come for a holiday, fly over, come over. There's going to be an amazing crew of people in Bali. We're going to be talking about 5G, geoengineering. There's a health sovereignty conference. There's going to be the INTJ hearing. which is going to be on the electrification of our biosphere. So not just 5G and phone towers, but also just electronic devices, what it's doing to our biosphere. So it's going to be a really powerful seminar with some really good people. So get over to on Bali in the next week. Touch space with all the people who are doing the talks, doing the seminars, doing the presentations, and support them. If you can, jump onto the YouTube, share the videos, jump onto the page, share the page, and come over. It's going to be really good, but I'll be doing Facebook Lives from there anyway, so you guys can see what's going on. I'll give you a few sneak peeks and maybe some of the good interviews. I'll interview Sasha and a bunch of people who are doing big things, and I'll chuck them on my Facebook. This is why I bought the new phone, so I can get on and be more active and have a phone that works for me. So thanks for listening, beautiful people. Thanks for your comments. I really do appreciate the comments. Like, I want it to be an interactive think tank. I don't want it to be me just projecting my opinion out there. So yeah, thank you. And if you haven't already been aware, I have a website called innateawareness.com. Jump on that. All my videos, links, interviews, ceremonies, retreats, whatever, they're all there, so you can check it out, jump on. And thanks to my little co-host back here for his input too. And I'll speak to you guys shortly. Bye guys.